Hi, I'm Bree. I'm 12 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Bree, and good morning, kids commuters. Happy Monday. Welcome to a brand new week on IPR's Kids Commute. Do you know what a mashup is? A mashup is when you take two things that don't normally go together and put them together in a new and cool way. This week on Kids Commute, we're going to hear a mashup of two Russian fairy tales combined into one really cool ballet called The Firebird. It's Firebird Week, and we'll have a Firebird Quizlet coming up for you later in the show. Fairy Tale 1 in our mashup involves Koschei the Deathless. He's an old, hideous sorcerer. Koschei means skeleton, so he's weirdly skinny, and as his name suggests, deathless, he can't die, at least not in the regular way. Koschei keeps his soul hidden away from his body in an egg, so there's no way to destroy him without finding and smashing the egg. Fairy tale number 2 in our mashup, the legend of the Firebird, an ancient imaginary creature with wings and body made of fire. Its feathers glow yellow, orange, red, and blue, and if you remove a feather, not only does it still glow, it'll light up a whole room. Russian composer Igor Stravinsky made a mashup ballet that's basically Koschei versus the Firebird with a little help from a prince named Ivan. In today's music, first, we'll visit Koschei's spooky, enchanted castle. The garden is full of weirdly shaped statues, all people and creatures that Koschei has taken prisoner and turned to stone. Here's some spooky castle music. Out hunting one day, Prince Ivan happens upon Koschei's garden and sees the mysterious Firebird there eating golden apples from one of Koschei's magic trees. Now remember, the Firebird is made of fire, so her music sounds kind of like flames jumping around. Here's a little of that. Ivan's out hunting, so he tries to kill the Firebird, like you do when you're hunting, but she promises him a magical favor if he doesn't, and she gives him one of her glowing feathers that he can use to call her if he's ever in need. Remember, this is the castle of an evil sorcerer, so all the music has kind of a strange gloom hanging over it. I'm guessing it's like cloudy there all the time. First, we'll enter the weird garden, then we'll meet our Firebird. And so brave Prince Ivan has made himself a useful friend, the magical and mysterious Firebird. Oh, but look, there are other people in the garden. Who are they? We'll find out tomorrow as we listen to part two of Igor Stravinsky's ballet, The Firebird. Now it's time for our Firebird Quizlet. We'll ask you a question this week, and if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. Here's the question. There's another famous kind of firebird that comes from stories by the ancient Greeks and the Egyptians. What is that firebird called? If you know, send the answer in a text message with your name and address, don't forget those, to area code 231-237-7482. We'll send you the prize pack if you get it right. Well, that's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. We'll see you tomorrow for part two of The Firebird.
Interlaken Public Radio.